When I first time went to Berlin, a few weeks later after the wall came down, I don't know, I was 19 and I hitchhiked. Maybe I was 20 already. Yes, I was 20. So I went to the Autobahn and hitchhiked to Berlin. And the first car which stopped, back then all the cars almost stopped. You could just go out to the street, raise your thumb, and cars would just stop because everybody was freaking out in Germany. So the car stopped, and I don't remember the car, but it was quite big, and I guess it was a Mercedes, quite fine car. I've never been in much, and I sat down and said, I want to go to Berlin, I want to see the other side. The guy was so happy to pick me up, and it turned out that he was a priest from an island in northern Germany called Sylt, very beautiful island, and he was the priest of Sylt, and he was actually driving through East Germany because he couldn't believe that the wall had come down, and he would just, I think, probably meet business friends, but also believing for, I don't know, he was just looking around and he wanted to know, get to know me, and quite after a while we started like getting so much into explaining things to each other, and he pretty fast decided to take me around and stay with me for a while. So, and because he was a priest, I wasn't worried, and I stayed with him for 2 days in Berlin, and he showed me the other side of the wall in West Berlin, and we slept at some friend's place of his. I don't remember his name even now. I guess it's somewhere, I wrote it down, and I visited him later and so on. He's a great person. So he showed me West Berlin, and I just still get goosebumps when I remember standing on the other side of the wall and look into the ex-GDR, or the back then still GDR, and my country, and I was just like, whoa, what? You know, I've never doubted the wall, actually. Not really. I was raised that way. My parents, my father was convinced it was right that the wall was there. I don't know if he was convinced. He behaved convinced. Everybody behaved convinced on that side. So I was not sure about it, or I had no idea. I was just, I had accepted it. And when I saw it from the outside, it's like, what? I was in there. We all actually have been in there the whole time. Why the fuck couldn't we get out? So it was so weird to me suddenly. Oh, really insane. It's just one of these examples what humans can do. Like how much they can manipulate each other or whole so many people. And I know that there has been so many people who have been so much suffering with not getting out, especially when they had family, personal separations and stuff. But I didn't have this really, so I was really punched in the face, and it was really good punch.